Hello and welcome to Tax Invoice, the ATO's official podcast. Here at the ATO, we want tax and super to be as easy to understand as possible. So we've invited industry experts to sit down with ATO's senior leaders and ask them the questions. We hope you enjoy this episode of Tax Invoice.
Hello everybody, my name's Simon York. I'm the Director of Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs Fraud Investigation Service. That's the UK's Tax and Customs Authority. And I'm one of the five chiefs of global tax enforcement, or the J5 as we call it for short, and I obviously represent the United Kingdom. And today on Tax Invoice, we'll be discussing transnational tax crime, what it is, what the J5 is, what its role is in tackling tax crime, and how we're working together internationally. And I'm joined today by two people. First of all, I'll introduce you to Will Day. Will is the Deputy Commissioner for Integrated Compliance with the Australian Tax Office, and Will is the J5 Chief representing Australia.
Hi, and thanks, Simon. It is a great pleasure to have one of my fellow Joint Chiefs hosting today. It's not my first rodeo with Tax Invoice, and I know it's a great opportunity to get some real information, I guess, out to the community, those interested in and matters about tax. And I guess that kind of brings me a little bit to my job as well. So my role as a Deputy Commissioner is to focus on tax crime, but I guess another way of looking at it is to give assurance to the community that there is integrity in our tax system, and that when people fail to meet their obligations, we actually do something about it.
Thanks, Will. And we also have with us today Don Fort. Don is the Chief of the Internal Revenue Service Criminal Investigation and the J5 Chief representing the US. Don.
Yeah, thanks, Simon. And thank you, Will. So it's been a great week. We've been hosted here by the ATO and Will Day. And coming to you about 10,000 miles from Washington, D.C., it's my pleasure to be here with Will and Simon. Just a little bit about our agency, because each of our agencies are a little bit different, and that's one of the been one of the challenges and the benefits of the J5, but I represent an agency of 3,000 employees, about 2,100 agents that have full police powers, full law enforcement powers. Been with the agency about 29 years. And one of the unique things about the system of the IRS in the U.S. is we have really broad jurisdiction. We're the only agency in the United States that can investigate and recommend prosecution of tax crimes. We only work criminal violations. We don't work any civil matters. And every type of case that we work with the Department of Justice in the United States. So, again, my honor to be here today on this podcast.
Excellent. Thanks, Don. So once again, welcome to Will and Don. I think I'm right in saying we're the first international guests on the ATO podcast. So, you know, with no further ado, I think let's get started. The Joint Chiefs of Global Tax Enforcement, or the J5, this is the alliance that's brought our countries together to tackle transnational tax crime. Will, perhaps you could explain for people listening a little bit about what the J5 is, and how we are working together to tackle tax crime.
Thanks, Simon. So yes, the J5 was formed really only a short 18 months ago, although it's been a pretty good journey so far. But it was really formed to lead the fight against international tax crime and money laundering, including tackling cryptocurrency tax crime threats and targeting those who enable or facilitate global tax evasion. It came together as a result of really a call to arms from the OECD to see if we could do more to tackle tax crime together. So what we brought together was experts from the United Kingdom and the United States of America, which is why it's so great to be joined by Simon and Don today, as well as Australia, Canada and the Netherlands, to share intelligence at speed, to build capacity and ultimately to carry out operational activity. And that's the huge focus. As I say, all five countries have faced similar threats, and already the J5 is working together on many investigations involving financial institutions, intermediaries and the like, who use confusing structures to hide income and assets. And these can be really harmful to our tax systems. So we're focusing on high-end enablers of tax evasion who probably thought previously they were beyond the reach of the member countries. Really, the amount of operational activity, the amount of intelligence sharing that we've already had is unprecedented. And I just want to make, I guess, it's a real operational focus as well. And for me, the J5 is a way of supercharging the Australian Serious Financial Crimes Task Force. And a really real example of the J5 influence is that Don's agreed to second one of his special agents to the Serious Financial Crime Task Force, and really to have a focus on operations that we can carry out together.
Thanks, Will. And I mean, some really big ambitions there, I think. And you know, it's really necessary to have big ambitions in dealing with this. This is difficult stuff, dealing with international tax crime, which is why, you know, we needed to come together in the way we have. But that mention there of, you know, that arrangement between IRS and ATO. Don, perhaps you could tell us a little bit more about how the J5 is actually operating.
Yeah, sure. It's let me see if I can give a little bit more detail. And that, you know, the detail that we mentioned about, you know, putting one of our special agents here in Australia, that's no small task. It's expensive to put resources halfway around the world, and we're excited about that. We have attachés in 11 different countries that cover the work around the world for us. But the J5, particularly interesting and been really successful. I mean, the first element that really makes it successful is the human element, and it really starts with the five chiefs, you know, having a shared vision and really cutting out a lot of middle management to get things done as chiefs, and the commitment for us to not only work closely together, and we've worked very closely and built a lot of trust in the in each other, but we've also committed, each of us have committed significant human resources, a lot of our best and brightest in each of our countries to the various groups and things that we're doing. So obviously it starts with the human element. Tremendous amount of collaboration. You know, we set a lot of the priorities, and then we have great people that carry out and execute. But a couple of things that have been really, I think, eye-opening for all of us. And again, it's about each of the countries bringing their expertise to the table. But we've had two what we call challenges, which is, you know, for us in the United States, it's something we've never done before. But it is really bringing a couple people, the expertise from each country together to tackle a problem, in some cases almost literally locking them in a room for 24 hours to try to solve a problem. And it's been amazing when we put the great workers together, set them on task with a challenge, what they come up with. We've built actual platforms that our J5 can use. In our most recent cyber challenge in Los Angeles, that was a cyber cryptocurrency challenge where we actually came away with real targets and what we think are potential violators in each of our countries. So really, really exciting and innovative technique. And again, something I think most of our countries have never experienced before. The other success that we've talked about quite a bit is the exchange of data. There's legal mechanisms for our countries to be able to exchange data. We've done more legal data exchanges amongst J5 countries in the last year than we've done the last 10 years combined. So obviously that means advancing not just J5 cases, but in each of our countries, advancing all of our cases and making us all better. And again, it's been exciting to see each country, you know, slightly different jurisdictions, different expertises to the table. And when you bring that together and build really close relationships and bonds, it's been special to watch. And I think the way I would characterize it is you've got five countries and we're not five times more powerful. It's really exponentially more powerful, because we'll talk about specific J5 matters, but there's a lot of other relationships that have been built that have furthered other cases for each of our countries. Lastly, on that point, when I talk about technology, we've got a sharing platform called FCINet, the Financial Criminal Investigation Network. Not quite up and running yet, but is really an innovative way for us to be able to share information amongst our countries in another way. So that's just another example of jointly built platforms. And again, I think it's been really exciting for all of us to see. I don't think we were really sure when we started 5 years ago what was going to happen here. I mean, when we started 18 months ago, feels like five years ago. But really, the smart people that we've put together, motivated people, and how far we've really moved the ball in about 18 months. So,
Thanks, Don. I mean, I think that's hopefully gives people a really sort of privileged insight into the, you know, the inner workings of this group and what we've been up to over the last 18 months. And as I you know, as I listen to you, Don, and you bring all that together, I find that really encouraging, because when we set off, if you remember, we said we didn't want this to be something where we were just talking about things or we were just having meetings. You know, we wanted to get things done. And I think, you know, what you've just described there is absolutely us getting things done.
I particularly like the point, Don, that we have a lot in common, but at the same time, we also bring a lot of unique skills. So whilst we're working within our existing legal frameworks and we're using our existing powers, we all have some special unique abilities, and it's really kind of bringing those together and sharing them that's having that kind of exponential effect.
Okay, let's move the conversation on a little bit and talk about the way international tax crime is developing. You know, tax crime, tax evasion, for centuries has always relied on secrecy. It's relied on people being able to hide their income, their transactions, their wealth. But things have really changed in the last decade. We've now got automatic exchange of financial information, so that's over 100 countries sharing bank account information with each other on an annual basis. We've had a series of leaks of data, things like the Panama Papers, so people can no longer be certain that their financial information is hidden or secret. We've had changes in transparency, and then initiatives like the J5, where we're really building the capability of international tax enforcement. So the environment's changed for tax evaders. It's got harder to maintain that secrecy and to do what they need to do. Will, perhaps you can tell us a little bit about what we've found as a J5 in terms of how the criminals, how the tax evaders are reacting to that changing environment.
Thanks, Simon. And you're right. The environment, the world environment, has changed significantly. And there's a lot of new exchanges of information that really benefit us as tax administrators. But the challenge doesn't stand still. So certainly we see increasingly complex arrangements. At one time, you might have thought, well, let's look at, I don't know, a single or a particular jurisdiction. It's not about specific jurisdictions anymore. Most arrangements that we're seeing, that we're looking into, will traverse multiple jurisdictions. There'll be a corporation in one country or jurisdiction. There'll be a bank account in another. So it's really about making the beneficial ownership, I guess, opaque for particular assets. But they are getting increasingly complex. But I did like your point as well. I mean, who can you trust anymore? So for those who might think they've got this hidden away, it's only an IT consultant or someone else away from disclosing a lot of that information. And of course, the J5 doesn't just rely on luck. You know, we're bringing together some pretty good intelligence holdings ourselves. We're sharing that kind of information between ourselves. And I think we can quite rightly say it's only a matter of when, not if, that we can find people who think they can avoid their tax obligations.
Thanks, Will. I mean, it's a really powerful message to those out there who might be thinking of doing this sort of thing. Don, anything you want to add from your perspective?
So I think, you know, the criminals, including white-collar criminals, the schemes are really only limited by their imagination. And we often say criminals are a step ahead of us, maybe a half step ahead of us. And, you know, one of the objectives of the J5 working together, you know, to try to increase our capabilities is trying to close that gap. And there's so many different types of schemes that are common to each of our countries. Will, you mentioned some. I think, Simon, you mentioned some as well, but complex financial structures, offshore structures. Phoenix activity, you call it Phoenix activity. We call it payroll tax threat theft. Same idea, you know, withholdings for employees. To me, and I think to all of us, a particularly egregious violation where you're really taking somebody's withholdings and using, either putting back into the company or spending your own money. So we've done a lot of work in that area. Refund fraud is, you know, another one that's common to all of us, trying to attack our systems that have very, very valuable financial and personal information in them. Concealment, again, of offshore income. And in terms of emerging threats, it's cyber crimes. You know, a lot of this activity now is occurring in cyberspace, and we're starting to deal with cryptocurrencies and how they're, you know, it's pretty well known how they're being used in dark web marketplaces and things like that. But one of the things that we're trying to look at in the J5 is the impact that it has on white-collar crime, and is, you know, how is cryptocurrency being used in white-collar crimes, cryptocurrencies, virtual currencies. We've all got some significant expertise in that area, so when you bring it together, it makes for a really powerful team.
And that sort of complexity that you've both described so well there, most tax evaders or tax criminals can't do that on their own. They need professional advice. They need professional enablers, as we might call them, to help them with that. Do one of you want to talk a little bit about what the J5 is hoping to do in relation to those professional enablers?
Yes, thanks, Simon. That's a really good question, and it's been really the focus of conversation between the J5 chiefs at our meeting over the last 3 days. We really have started to think about the role of professional enablers. So again, it's always worth observing that the vast majority of accountants and tax agents and lawyers and other sorts of professionals play a really positive role in the tax system. They do make sure people understand their obligations and help them to meet those obligations. But we do see a very small percentage who have a very active role in facilitating offshore tax evasion, the Phoenix arrangements, the money laundering and tax avoidance through cryptocurrencies, as Don's already touched upon. And so we've got a particular focus over the coming years on promoters of tax crime, whether they're located in one of our five countries or offshore. We've got a particular focus on offshore service providers, and we've got a particular focus on offshore financial institutions and the roles that they might play in facilitating tax crime.
Okay. Have you got an example, Will, something that we're doing currently that might illustrate that for people listening?
It's a fair point, Simon, and yes, we do. And as you know, but to give maybe the listeners a bit of context, often a significant international tax investigation carried out in one country is going to be at least a two-year event. Certainly, if you start to work with other countries or need evidence from other countries, it can easily be a three-year or longer investigation. Within the short 18 months that we've been together, and we've been able to pull together a really complex investigation, and we actually had a day of action that we've spoken a little bit about last month, and that was really where we were able to coordinate and execute a global investigation across borders. It involved all five of the J5 countries undertaking collection of evidence and investigating impacts within each country, but particularly focused on a financial institution in Central America. And so from an Australian context, we've already engaged directly with 14 Australian clients that we think may have undeclared income, may have avoided their tax obligations, and they were just beginning to understand what their involvement might be. But we already have evidence from the other J5 partners and evidence from that interactions we're starting to have. And it does cause us some concern that there might be several hundred other Australian taxpayers who may be involved in this or similar arrangements.
If I could just add to that, the doing action in one country is significant. And to no small feat to coordinate that in five countries across all those time zones, different type of activities. So it was really an exciting day. Got a tremendous amount of publicity, I think, in each of our countries, the work that we did. And I think we expect to have many more days of action in the years to come.
Indeed, from my perspective, absolutely groundbreaking stuff. I've worked in tax enforcement my whole career, and I've never known anything so complex, so internationally coordinated as that operation.
And on that particular operation, of course, at its heart, in my view, was an abuse of correspondent banking arrangements, so the bank-to-bank transfers. And that really was at the heart of our action last month. And I guess one of the interesting things, or one of the really pleasing things that I'm also hearing, so again, enablers can play a positive role in the system. We've had contact, certainly in Australia, and I think in other J5 countries as well, from major financial institutions wanting to know what can they do, which financial institution are we looking at in Central America, what role can they have in helping support a fair tax system.
Yeah, and that's so important, isn't it, Will? Because, you know, yes, we want to bring the criminals to justice, to hold them to account, but probably just or even more important, if we can prevent future crime happening, You know, that's an even bigger win, isn't it? Look, we've talked a lot today about what the J5 is, how it operates, how transnational tax crime is developing, and some specifics about our operational work. So we're drawing to an end of this, but perhaps if I can ask both of you, what are your takeaways from this? What are the point you'd want to highlight?
So for me, Simon, it's certainly that point I made earlier, that it is not a matter of if, but when we will find you. So I hope the vast majority of listeners can take some comfort from that in terms of the real operational ability of the J5 to take action and to support the integrity of the tax system. I guess for those listeners who might be worried that they may have got themselves involved in some offshore arrangements, please come forward, talk to the tax office. You're always better to talk to us first.
Yeah, so I'll agree 100% with everything Will said and just add a couple of points. So I think that we've really tapped into a powerful dynamic here. And the, you know, when we talk about white-collar criminals, they don't abide by borders. So they don't operate in the neat little countries that we all live in. One of the ways that they try to stay ahead of us is by operating in multiple jurisdictions. And what I would say is, you know, don't test our resolve. The five of us, again, in the last 18 months have really grown a really powerful team that's really a force multiplier, as I said. It's not just the five of us, it's the teams that we have. And the worldwide message, when we do things like the publicity around the day of action, it should really put pressure on those enablers that are operating in lots of different countries, that the world is getting smaller and we're making it smaller through things like the J5 and the work that we're doing in the J5. Every day, we're learning from each other, increasing our capabilities by leaps and bounds. So it's just, again, it's exciting to see. And again, proud to be a part of it with my fellow chiefs.
Okay, thanks both. And thanks for bringing your vast experience and expertise to this podcast, and for speaking so openly about the work we've been doing. And thank you to everybody who's been listening. I hope you've found it informative. I hope you found it interesting. And if you want more information on the J5, that's available on the ATO website. That's ato.gov.au/J5 or at irs.gov/J5. And it's goodbye from this episode of Tax Invoice.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Connect with us on social media and tell us what you think. Download the transcript at ato.gov.au/podcasts.